Finally today, there's a history of writers using pseudonyms to give them some perceived advantage. Marianne Evans went by George Eliot. Joanne Rowling used the gender-neutral J.K. But poet Yifeng Chao recently lit up the literary world when it came out that he was actually Michael Derek Hudson. Chao's real name surfaced after his poem was chosen for this year's Anthology of Best American Poetry. The news came as a shock to Victoria Chang, a poet and professor at Chapman University in California.
It almost feels like an anachronism. I mean, in today's world, it seemed like a strange thing to do. My first reaction was, that's crazy. Anyone who would think that that's normal is unusual, to put it lightly.
Now, Sherman Alexie, a well-known American author who himself is Native American, he edited this year's Best American Poetry Anthology, where this poem appeared under the name Yifeng Chao. We find out he's a person from Indiana who is not Chinese American. But Alexie published this long essay on how he chose the poem, and here's what he said. Quote, I did exactly what that pseudonym user feared other editors had done to him in the past. I paid more initial attention to his poem because of my perception and misperception of the poet's identity. Bluntly stated, I was more amenable to the poem because I thought the author was Chinese American. Now, to you, Victoria, is that in itself a bad thing?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, I think that because the literary world has traditionally had so little access for other ethnicities, I think looking at other, whether it's gender or other ethnicities or other ethnic poets of any color, is actually an important part of the process. Because if you look at best American poetry in the past, it's been, you know, mostly Caucasian people, both men and women, and there's been hardly any Asian American poets in the past. By being more aware of other ethnicities while you're editing is just being more inclusive and in the process creating an anthology that's more representative of what America currently looks like. I mean, in an ideal world, you look at them all anonymously and, you know, don't take into consideration anything. But I think the problem with that is then, you know, I think a lot of times the best American poetry just doesn't represent America. And I think that that's what Sherman Alexie tried to do.
I wonder, in the case of this dust-up with Michael Derek Hudson using a pen name, a Chinese pen name, Yifeng Chao, are you sort of more annoyed with him or that Sherman Alexie fell for it?
I think what he did was unethical. I have an issue with the assumption that it's easier, because I can assure you that it has not been easier for an Asian American female to make any mark in the, you know, traditionally white male literary world. I feel like the thing that he did diminishes categorically all of our accomplishments as Asian Americans, because it's implying that our work isn't as good. The whole idea of diversity is that, well, no, these people's work is good and it's important and it's just as good. It's not that it's another level below and we're just taking it, you know, because of their ethnicity.
What do you think about Sherman Alexie's decision to keep Hudson's poem in the collection? I mean, Sherman Alexie wrote in his essay, he said, I rejected at least 1,000 poets in pursuit of the 75 who were in the anthology. I am pondering what all of this reveals about my identity perceived, actual, and imaginary. What does it reveal? Is selecting the 75 best American poems kind of a fool's errand?
Yes. I mean, every year there's controversies because of the name. And, you know, it's sort of implying these are the best, where it's really just a year's worth of poetry that someone individual and a bunch of literary editors curated.
That's poet Victoria Chang. And that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for listening.